Liechtenstein requests to know the steps Ghana has taken to investigate cases of child labor, bring alleged perpetrators to justice, and ensure that all victims are protected, assisted, rehabilitated, and compensated. Ghana, in response, has taken several measures. These include conducting monitoring exercises to ascertain the impact of child labor, ensuring that inspectors from the Ministry of Employment and Labor Relations enforce child labor regulations by conducting inspections specifically targeting child labor in the informal sector and bringing perpetrators to justice. By collaborating with NGOs, labor unions, and the cocoa industry, Ghana is eliminating child labor in the industry. Ghana is also ensuring that officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture receive training to combat child labor in the fisheries sector. Operationalizing an adult shelter since 2019, beneficiaries, which include children aged 16 to 18 years, are given comprehensive trauma-informed care and support. The United States of America seeks to know how Ghana is working to address child and forced labor, including awareness raising, monitoring, and livelihood improvements. Initiatives Ghana has undertaken and continues to pursue include developing since 2010 a Ghana child labor monitoring system as part of the implementation of the National Action Plan. NGOs such as the International Cocoa Initiative have helped develop sector-specific versions for cocoa farming, known as the Child Labor Monitoring and Remediation System. In addition, some NGOs are assisting the government's efforts to encourage families to send their children to school by providing small grants to such families to undertake income-generating activities. The government has also been organizing community sensitization dialogues to intensify advocacy and improve preventive mechanisms in child-related issues, including child labor. The community dialogues bring together stakeholders such as school children, teachers, fishermen, and fishmongers. Spain wishes to know the measures the government is planning to implement to eradicate child labor on the increase in the context of economic crisis. The measures Ghana is undertaking include approving in 2018 the National Plan of Action Phase 2 on the elimination of the worst forms of child labor 2017 to 2021, which aims to reduce the prevalence of the worst forms of child labor, specifically targeted at the cocoa, fishing, and mining sectors, and reviewing the National Action Plan on Child Labor to take into account the best practices. This is ongoing. Ghana has also developed a Business and Human Rights National Action Plan that will mainstream child labor prevention practices in all business-related activities in Ghana. Liechtenstein seeks to know the steps Ghana has taken to ratify the optional protocol on the Convention on the Rights of the Child on a communications procedure. As a precursor to the ratification, which Ghana considers very important, especially in these times, Ghana is strengthening the national legal framework for the protection of children by revising various laws which protect the rights of children. The state is also improving linkages between various child protection programs at various levels of implementation to build a good base for the promotion, protection, and development of children. These are critical steps to Ghana before ratifying the optional protocol. Mr. President, on climate change adaptation and mitigation and disaster risk reduction strategies, Panama seeks to know the measures which have been adopted to integrate a human rights approach, a human rights-based approach and a gender perspective in the implementation of climate change adaptation and mitigation and disaster risk reduction strategies. Attention to gender and human rights in development processes has increased progressively in Ghana. The government of Ghana has shown commitment to issues of gender equity and empowerment by creating a standalone Ministry of Gender and Social Protection, whose sole responsibility is to address issues of inequity, vulnerability, and empower gender relations. Ghana's National Adaptation Plan Framework 2018 affirms the gender responsiveness both in its approach and guiding principles. The guiding principles of the NAP framework is clear about ensuring a gender responsive NAP. Indeed, the ongoing NAP has recruited a gender specialist full-time at the Secretariat to ensure that all issues on gender in national adaptation planning are promptly addressed. I thank you.